The Assembly's vote kicks off the process for creating a charter committee, but doesn't guarantee that process will be completed. The borough still needs to find at least 7 people interested in drafting a charter. The committee must be elected by a vote of the public. Nominating petitions will be available starting October 7th for anyone interested in serving on the committee. The deadline to file is November 4th. The resolution starting this process was submitted by Assemblymembers Glenn Thompson and John Harrington. Harrington says he's wanted a home rule charter for the borough for a long time. He argues that with such a charter, the citizens of the borough can clearly spell out their expectations.
I like the idea of having a nice, tight structure, and this process of having a charter, I think, would give us that.
Ketchikan's borough is a second-class borough. In their sponsor statement, Thompson and Harrington argue that with a home rule charter, the voters could establish limits for the government, including tax caps, and require voter approval for certain actions, such as taking on long-term financial commitments. Harrington stressed that the charter has nothing to do with consolidation or unification. Assemblymember Bill Rotecki, participating by phone, says he's not necessarily opposed to a home rule charter process, but he'd prefer to start with public meetings to determine how much interest there is. Thompson, who also called into the meeting, notes that the Charter Commission process includes public input meetings. Assemblymember Stephen Bradford also called into the meeting, and he says he hasn't heard a groundswell of support for such an effort, and he's not sure about spending $16,000 on a special election.
As I understand it, there will not be an election if there are not 7 members that sign up to run. So I will defer to wiser heads, and perhaps they're aware of support that I am not. So I will vote in favor of seeing if there are 7 interested persons.
Most of the absent assembly members, along with Borough Mayor David Landis, are in Petersburg for the Fall Southeast Conference meeting, which starts on Tuesday. Landis also called in to Monday's meeting. Assemblymember Alan Bailey expressed some concern about the charter process. He says he'd like to make sure it doesn't result in additional government and additional costs. Assemblymember Mike Painter wondered who would serve on the Charter Commission.
As I recall, in the Charter Commission for Consolidation, the election and nominations, there was had to be at least 2 members outside the city, 2 members inside the city, maybe 1 from Saxman, a member at large.
Harrington says that distribution was specifically created for the Consolidation Committee. This charter committee would be open to all registered borough voters without designated seats for specific areas. The resolution passed 6-1 with Rotecki voting no. Monday's vote calls for a mail-in election, so if enough candidates file for the 7-member Charter Commission by the November 4th deadline, election ballots would be mailed out on November 23rd and would be due back by December 13th. The Assembly also talked about the Alaska Mental Health Trust plan to log Deer Mountain if a federal land exchange isn't approved by Congress before January 15th. The Assembly directed Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst to continue promoting the land exchange and to encourage Alaska Mental Health Trust to change the announced deadline. There was discussion about whether the borough should get more information about potentially purchasing the site, but there was no consensus on that topic. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.